We're back. We're back. We're excited here. Got the Detroit Lions coming up on Saturday night. I can't think of a better city to be in this country, in the world, than Detroit on Saturday night. That's going to be a phenomenal night. We have tonight with us one of the best attorneys in the state of Michigan, for sure, in the Midwest. And I'm excited to talk to him because I know he's in that grind mode. Van, you with us? You got Todd Perkins and Todd Flood.
Is this the Todd and Todd show? Oh, my goodness.
Todd, so blessed.
What's up, fellas? What's going on? And Happy New Year, y'all.
Happy New Year. Yeah, yeah. So, Van, I know your work ethic. I know you grind. I know you're getting ready to go into a trial. Tell us what this is about and what are you doing? Are you in a cave somewhere just throwing, like, paper around? What are you doing?
Yeah, I've been in a trial mode now for about a month. You guys, we've talked. I know Todd Flood and I have talked about this before, Todd Perkins, but this is a Mercedes-Benz product liability crashworthiness case where my clients are the Moore family from Madison, Wisconsin. Coach Moore, and I guarantee you, anybody out there that watches ESPN or is into college basketball, Coach Howard Moore Jr. was the assistant head men's basketball coach at the University of Wisconsin. And his wife, Jennifer, they were driving their 2015 Mercedes-Benz GL450 from Madison down to Chicago to see coach's parents on Memorial Day weekend in 2019, and then over here to Southfield to see my the mother, Jennifer, her mom, Vera Barnes, who lives in Southfield, and because Jennifer was from Detroit, and it was right by, guys, M14,
okay,
just past 23, eastbound, so coming toward the D cone, toward 275, right at the Ford Road exit, and they were involved in a head-on collision with a drunk driver who was going the wrong way on the expressway. She went the right way for a minute or so and then did a U-turn and came back. And just a horrible collision. And then all of a sudden, not only was the collision happened, and the collision, believe it or not, the Mercedes-Benz did its job and saved my client's life. And they had minimal injuries from the crash, guys, until the post-collision fire, where mom and baby girl, Jade in the back seat, were burned to death.
Oh, my gosh.
Coach Moore, and I promise you guys saw this on TV. We just forgot about it because it's 2019.
Right.
And they wear Moore in 24, and they have all the T-shirts because Coach Moore, not only guys, he went to U of M, and his 13-year-old son lived in the, he was, his son was in the back, mom was driving, Jennifer. Dad was in the front seat passenger. And before I say any more, guys, you all know, because I got to be careful. I'm getting ready for trial.
Yeah.
Mercedes-Benz denies they did anything wrong. Okay, everybody? So hear that. They deny they did anything wrong.
Right.
And that's what the whole trial is about.
Right.
So Coach Moore is the front seat passenger. His 13-year-old son at the time, now 18-year-old, is in the second row by himself. And baby girl Jaden, who was nine, in the third row with the family dog Mocha. Okay. So what I'm telling you is, and I won't bore you with any more of the details.
Yeah.
Other than the actual impact.
Yeah.
The traumatic, and everybody, even the defense experts agree. So this is not controverted. I'm not trying to argue my case to a jury, guys.
Right, right, right. We get it.
The orthopedic injuries did not kill these people. In fact, they were all not only survivable, they would have walked away.
Right.
But the burns caused by what we believe to be a defect on where they located the ABS brake system that leaked fluid all over and caused a fire. That's our belief. They believe they agree it was their own service fluids. In other words, service fluids, guys, are engine oil, transmission oil, and brake oil, by the way. No gasoline.
You became an expert in this stuff.
I've been doing this case, brother, for 5 years.
Right. Yeah, right. Right.
And so,
right,
in
right.
any event, Monday, January 27th, in front of Judge Charlene Elder in Wayne County Circuit Court, we will be picking a jury. And then when they hear this, that I talked to you guys tonight, you know, there'll be a motion tomorrow. And I'll say it yet again. I understand Mercedes-Benz says they did absolutely nothing wrong and there's no defects in this vehicle. And with all due respect, gentlemen, let's just say we strongly disagree. And that this family, what I didn't tell you about is Coach Moore, who had 30% burns, mama in the driver's seat, 100% burns, baby girl in the back, 100% burns. Coach Moore in the front seat had 30% burns. He got out of UNFM hospital. His son, Jarrell, had a broken shoulder. And they went back home to Madison. And Coach Moore, guys, in about 2 weeks after his discharge, had massive pulmonary emboli.
Oh, wow.
Which is where you've got these big, you know,
right, sure.
blood clot bubble things in your lungs. Mm-hmm. Now he has massive brain injury, 24-hour-a-day nursing care, 365, massive brain injury. So three out of the four of this family completely destroyed.
Wow.
And should I remind you guys that Mercedes-Benz said they did nothing wrong?
Right. Oh, jeez. Well, guys, so you are
we'll
now.
Trying,
that's I'm gonna come watch. I'm gonna come watch part of this trial. If I'm in the city county building, so regular days. So I'll head over there. I mean that, brother Venn. I got to tell you, there's no better champion. Let me just tell this to the over 100,000 people listening. There's no better champion in our state than you to fight this case, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. So you know, the fact of the matter is, you covered yourself in this interview anyway to put the disclaimer out there that Mercedes-Benz is saying, hey, listen. Prove your case. We did nothing wrong. So that is what
Correct.
It is. And you'll go out and, you know, I know justice will ring. So anyway.
And let me just throw real quick. And this is what I love about the civil jurisprudence system, guys. Todd and Todd, you both practice it. You know. Mm-hmm. That's what juries were meant for, guys.
That's
why we have juries, right?
Yeah.
We don't agree on this stuff. Let the jury decide. And so Mercedes wants their day in court. And you know what? More power to them. They deserve they have a right to it. So
right.
let's go. And we're ready. And so you all want to know why I'm like foaming at the mouth.
No, it's all good.
I mean, you're doing it because you're a fighter for that family. I mean, who's going to speak for them? Who is going to speak for them? And you are.
Todd Perkins, that is my pleasure and honor. And this, I could not have better clients. I am so blessed to have, they are so amazing. These people.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, but you carry that on. It's not like you do this case and when you're successful, you carry that on. We, you know, I've talked to you about other cases. It just they don't go away. You know,
no,
you
Todd.
Think about the people that you know, the people have. These are real injuries. These are they don't go away.
Yeah.
No, Todd Perkins, I've had this talk with Todd Flood on the show and other places that we won't talk about. And you don't go away. You have the Oxford cases that, you know, I'm involved in this case. If you don't feel these cases, then you ain't human, y'all.
That's right.
No,
that's right. That's when you care and you know, a lawyer that cares, you know, I got to tell you, Ven, I love working with you. I love your spirit. I love your ethics and your fight for your clients. You in the ring fighting for clients is what jurisprudence is all about. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you, gentlemen. I love you guys.
Love you too, man. We'll be right back with Behind the Bench, and we got a special guest coming up, David Layton. I'm looking forward to it.